Welcome, everyone, to the 2018 CFL Kickoff Conference Call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Olivier Poulin. Please go ahead, Mr. Poulin.
Thank you, Paul. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We're just days away from the opening kickoff of the 2018 CFL season when Winnipeg hosts Edmonton at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 local time this Thursday night. Talk about the matchup on the field. We have four players on the line with us this afternoon. Edmonton quarterback Mike Riley and his teammate linebacker J.C. Sherritt. Representing Winnipeg, quarterback Chris Streveler and receiver Adarius Bowman. We're going to go straight to questions from the media as we have the guys with us for about 20 minutes. Please make sure you specify who should be answering your question as we've got four players, as I mentioned. And considering the volume of media on the line, please limit follow-up questions to essentially none. Just please register again to ask your follow-up questions. Paul, please go ahead with the instructions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time. If you have a question, there will be a brief pause while the participants register. We thank you for your patience. The first question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. First of all, gentlemen, thank you very much for this. Chris, specifically, being a rookie starting your first CFL game, talk a bit about that and what's sort of going through your mind right now and whether or not it's a daunting thing or is it just another game to you?
I wouldn't say it's daunting. It's a really exciting opportunity and, got a short week here. So just a lot of preparation that's going into it. And, I'm just really excited to get to go out and play in a real game with the team and, hopefully give us a chance to win and play well.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Thank you. For Chris, and if Mike could answer it as well, from his point of view, it's been 24 years since a quarterback has gone straight from college to starting week one in the CFL. I'm just wondering what the challenges are, or what, if anything, that tells you about how difficult it's going to be.
Did you want me to go first here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Just like any game, there's always going to be challenges within a game, and being a short week here, there's a lot of preparation that goes into this week. I wouldn't say that there's anything in particular that stands out that, I'm thinking, oh man, it's first game. I'm taking it day by day and trying to have a great week of preparation and every single day just trying to get the game plan down as good as I can and learn something new. So, that's really how I'm looking at it. I'm not getting ahead of myself, Still got some more game plan stuff to do today and then, tomorrow we have another day of preparation, so I'm just taking it day by day and hopefully continue to keep getting better and getting more and more comfortable with the game plan. So I'm not thinking about any of that stuff that you said earlier. I'm just excited about being able to go out there with the team and do well, hopefully.
Thank you. The next question is from Jim Morris from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And thanks for taking the time, gentlemen. JC, I apologize. I'm sure you've faced this question many times in Edmonton, but just want to talk to you about coming back, first game. Is it exciting? Anticipation? What's your thoughts on the whole process from missing all last season to stepping on the field again?
Well, it's been a long time coming. I felt like I was ready. I prepared to play in the Grey Cup had we made it. Unfortunately, we didn't. So it's been a long wait, and it's just a great, great feeling to have the ability to prepare for a game and know that you got the opportunity to go out and compete with your teammates.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from Don Landry from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Adarius, I'd like to ask you a question, sir. I think some people look at this season for you as maybe being one of vindication. At least that's how they define it. But I'm wondering how you look at it after a disappointing season in Edmonton last year, how you look at this season.
Oh, man, I look at this season like I do every year. Definitely last year wasn't up to my standards, and I think everybody is having those talks because I have set myself at such a high standard throughout the year. So for me, man, it's the same preparation. Like I say, different place, same guy. So I'm approaching the game the same, and I'm going in to be the best this season.
Thank you. The next question is from Rod Villagomez from Wood Cookie Sawcast. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. My question is for Mike. You led a couple of very efficient drives in that first preseason game. How comfortable do you feel going into this season, having lost a couple of the biggest weapons that you have in your arsenal?
Thanks for the question. Who was the weapon that I lost? I didn't hear the question.
Oh, Brandon Zylstra and Adarius Bowman, for sure.
Oh, I heard of the first guy. The second one, not
totally
true. I know he's listening. It was good to hear your voice, AD. It's been a while. You know, it's a challenge every year because your team is a new team. You know, it's never going to be the same as it was the year before, but certainly with a guy like Adarius, who I've played a ton of football with, and we kind of came up in the better parts of our careers to this point, building what we were trying to accomplish together, building that chemistry, building the timing, all that type of stuff. That takes a long time to get to the level that we were at together. So, you know, to not have him on the team anymore is certainly a challenge. And then with a guy like Zylstra, you know, he was just so fluid and so good about figuring out how to get open, and just with an understanding of what defenses are doing, that's always going to be a talent that you hate to lose. But at the same time, I've said this, it seems like for the last 3 years, whenever somebody takes off or we have a change, it opens up an opportunity for our younger guys that have been waiting in the wings and guys that have been sitting there watching and learning from guys like Adarius Bowman and Brandon Zylstra, learning from two of the best in the league. You know, that makes them prepared and ready to go. And when they get to see guys like Darrell Walker come up as a young guy and have success, and then Zylstra do it, they want to be the next guy that takes advantage of that opportunity. So we don't really have any new guys that I haven't thrown to before. They're just taking over as starters when they weren't in that role prior. So they're excited about that opportunity. I think we've had a great training camp to get on the same page, you know, and that showed up with some pretty efficient work in the preseason game. But it's always a year-long process. You know, you're trying to get better every single week. You know, this just happens to be the first week that we get to go out and have it count for real.
Thank you. The next question is from Dan Rao from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Adarius, how do you feel about starting your season with a new team against your former team?
I feel amazing. You know, luckily it's my former team, but if it was someone else, I think I was the same way. But like I say, my time at Edmonton was amazing. You know, but my journey as a professional athlete, it has to continue. So I'm in a new place with a new same mindset, new place, new teammates, but a great environment over here. So, like I say, I'm approaching it the same as a pro, and nothing but love for my brothers back in Edmonton, man, you know, but the game has to be played on Thursday, so I'm going in for that.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. My question is for Mike. Mike, you know Adam Big Hill very well. What do you think he brings to Winnipeg, and just over the years, what kind of an opponent has he been? How tough has he been for you?
Yeah, Biggie's a great football player. You know, I knew that from the time that we were playing college football together. He was
always considered maybe a little bit undersized, if you can imagine that, for his position, mainly because of his height, not because of his frame or his muscle, because he's extremely strong. But he's a guy that just works incredibly hard. He spends, you know, all of his free time working on, you know, with his body movement coach and making sure that he can react incredibly fast, and he's just a savvy football player. You know, physically he's talented, but he understands the game, and it's always a challenge to play against a guy like that, but it's always something that I look forward to. I tell you guys all the time that I like playing against the best, and he certainly is one of the best. You know, he's had a great run so far. You know, not having him in the league last year, I think was, you know, disappointing for me. I was excited for him to be able to get his opportunity in the NFL, but I like playing against him because it's always a challenge. So to have him back, it's going to be a little bit strange having him in Winnipeg instead of BC. But, you know, he fits into their system very well, and certainly he's going to present the challenge for us, as is the rest of their defense on Thursday.
Thank you. The next question is from Darnell Duff from 730 Radio in Manitoba. Please go ahead.
Hey, Darius, you know, a lot of people are talking about Winnipeg as, you know, you guys have a solid group of core receivers and probably, you know, one of the best set in the CFL. How confident and your thoughts on, you know, the receiving core of Winnipeg heading into Thursday's game?
Oh, very confident, man. Number one reason is when you look across the league, the guys we have over here with myself, Darvin, and Weston Dressler, that's a lot of years of experience, you know, and so it makes it a lot more comfortable to take in the newer guys and even Chris. For himself, you know, we've been around, so it's all about comforting the whole offensive group and going out there and doing it. But I can't say I love playing with veterans. Nothing against the younger guys, but veterans always have this savvy of overcoming the adversity. We've been in some of these situations before, so it makes it a lot more loving place.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Thank you. It's for Chris. What connection brought you to Winnipeg? I'm wondering if they were CFL teams or the Bombers at your pro day, or how did it all come about?
Yeah, so they weren't at my pro day, but Coach Lapo had reached out to me after my senior season had ended and let me know that I was on their neg list, and we kind of kept in touch throughout the process of my pro day and all that stuff, and, you know, that's pretty much how that came about.
Thank you. The next question is from Jim Morris from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Mike, last year the Eskimos gave up the fewest sacks of the CFL. There were some changes on the O-line. As a quarterback, and I know the O-line has its own communication system, but as a quarterback, do you have to adjust to it, or do you have to kind of learn what they do, or do you just play and let them figure it out themselves?
No, we have a great offensive line here that Coach Gibby has been doing a tremendous job over the last three seasons building to this point where the guys are working extremely well together. You know, it does hurt to lose a couple of guys on the offensive line, just like it did in the receiving corps. But again, the guys that are coming into play, you know, four of the five starters have been playing a lot of football together, and the fifth one in Tommy has stepped in and become a part of that group. I think the main thing is having the guys that have anchored our offensive line for so many years with Justin Sorensen, who's very intelligent about what the defenses are doing and getting the guys into the right calls, and having Matt O'Donnell inside as well. Those two veteran guys and their veteran presence certainly help our offensive line to communicate and play together very well. So for me, you know, I understand every single protection that we're in certain play calls. And I know when we have enough guys to pick them up, it's up to me. When we don't have enough guys to pick up the pressure, it's up to me to get the ball out of my hands to the right, you know, person in our scheme. But when we have enough guys to protect, you know, I leave that in their hands, and I just have the faith and belief that they're going to take care of business. And, more often than not, they do.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Candid Frank from CFL Talk. Please go ahead.
This is for linebacker J.C. Sherritt. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking our questions. You sat on the sidelines most of last year, which I'm sure was not a positive experience. Are there insights you can share with your teammates, you know, being on the outside looking in?
You know, the injury wasn't a positive experience, but to be on the sideline, to be with the coaches, watch how they break down film, watch how they draw up schemes, helped me tremendously. So, you know, you just take, I mean, this is my eighth year, and we have a lot of young guys on the defense. So you take all your knowledge you have, and you just try to pass it down. Because every mistake that one of our rookies has gone through or is going to go through, you've gone through yourself. And it's your job to pick them up and to also be tough on them. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's professional football, and you got to learn how to bounce back from mistakes and be a pro and get better.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Thanks again, and Chris again. Will you play a conservative game, do you think, or are you willing to take some chances? How do you look at that?
I wouldn't say a conservative game by any means. I mean, Coach Lapo is going to put in the game plan that he thinks is best for our offense that week, and that's what we're going to roll with. So I don't think that we're going to be out there, you know, playing conservative or anything like that. You know, we're going to he's going to call the plays that he thinks is going to give us the best chance, and that's how we're going to do it. So I don't think it's going to be anything like that.
Thank you. The next question is from Don Landry from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Darius, all due respect to Chris, this wasn't what you expected coming in. Matt was going to be the quarterback. You start to get a rhythm with him, and things change. How does that change things for you as a receiving core? Is there more pressure?
I wouldn't consider it pressure. The one thing I've learned being in the CFL going on my 11th year is adversity comes, you know, but it hits you at different times. And I guess you could say our challenge came a little earlier maybe than others, but it definitely doesn't change anything. I will agree. We was prepared for this, but we also knew who our backups was. And, man, like I say, Coach Lapo does a great job with all of our quarterbacks, so I feel very comfortable with Chris in the lineup or any of our other guys, you know. So it didn't change much for me. I'm just going, like I said, I trust Coach Lapo, and I'm just going to make sure I'm in the right place at the right time so we can execute our offense.
Thank you. I would now like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Poulin.
Thank you, Paul. We're going to do one final call for questions, so please register for questions right now. We still have a few minutes with the guys, so this will help me manage the Q&A. So please press a star one at this time if you have a question. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from Darnell Duff, 730 Radio, Manitoba. Please go ahead.
Hey, Chris, obviously being your first start, just a short week, is that affecting how you prepare? Like, would you prefer to have, you know, 1 or 2 days more of preparation?
I mean, I think anybody would like to have more preparation time. I mean, whether it's your first start or your 100th start, anybody wants more time to prepare. But, I started preparing before I even knew that I was going to be starting this week. So that didn't change anything for me, you know. I mean, the only thing that changed is the amount of reps that I'm getting in practice and working on timing with, you know, all the receivers and things like that and getting things down with the O-line. So, I mean, that's really all that changed. But in terms of my preparation, I was preparing before I knew I was the starter. So, none of that has changed. But, I mean, I guess a couple extra days would be good for anybody, regardless of their position.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead. Sorry about that. The next question is from Don Landry from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Thank you. One more for you, Darius. I'm wondering, can I nail you down on what you might want to accomplish this year? Two years ago, you had over 1,700 yards in receptions. Do you put a number on it? Can you?
I would not put a number on it. I didn't really put a number on it that year. I'm telling you this much, though. I'm going in to be the best of Darius I can possibly be. You know, that was a fun year. It's been other years, it was other numbers, but no number on it, but I'm telling you, I'm going to be my best.
Thank you. The next question is from Candid Frank from CFL Talk. Please go ahead.
This is for Mike Riley. Mike, you were announced to be number one on the top 50 list for TSN. How do you maintain your motivation because of the success you have had thus far? How do you keep it going? What drives you?
Well, I mean, first of all, that list, I don't pay any attention to that. That because that's last year, right? Like, we've all moved on from last year, and this is a new season with new challenges and new goals. And
those rankings, that's great and everything, but that's all based off of what was accomplished last year. And for me, you know, I always rate our accomplishments on whether or not we won the Grey Cup. That's really the only measuring stick that there is, in my opinion. And last year, you know, we fell short in the West Final to Calgary. So, there's plenty of motivation, just in general, every single year. But having not made it to the Grey Cup last year and having the Grey Cup being played in our own stadium this year, what more do you need for motivation? So that's how I always look at it.
Thank you. The next question is from Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Again, for Mike, can you just think back to your first training camp up here and maybe just put yourself in Chris's shoes and talk about the challenges of starting week one of your first season in Canada? What it would have been like?
Yeah, I came up here actually like partway through like week five of the season, so I didn't get the benefit of a training camp that year. But, I was excited to be playing football, you know, getting through the, my actual first training camp and getting to play in the preseason games. I was certainly excited about it. I think the thing about it as a quarterback, we're all very competitive and we're all very confident in our own ability. So when you're in the fire, when you're in the situation, you always believe that you're ready to go and that you can go out there and play. And it's not till years later that you look back on it and say, man, you know, I didn't know as much then as I do now. And I still do that. I still find myself doing that. You know, even though my first start was in 2012, I can look back at the 2015 Grey Cup year and say, man, you know, I didn't know anything about quarterbacking compared to what I know now. So I feel like you're always continually trying to improve. But if you've made it to the pro level as a quarterback, you're always going to have that confidence in your abilities, and you're going to go out there and play the best that you can. So, you know, I'm sure that he's excited. There's no doubt he should be. You know, it's the first game of the season. I'm excited to go out and play in it. You know, everybody that steps foot on that field is getting a great opportunity. And so, you know, for him, that's no different.
Thank you. And the next question is from Jim Morris from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Thank you. JC, one last question here for you. During the time, you know, you had the injury, during the rehab, did you ever have any doubts in yourself or doubts in your own mind that you'd be able to come back and play?
No. Honestly, I set a goal to, I had seen that Terrell Suggs had made it back in 4 months flat, and I wanted to try to break that record, which I fell, I think, 19 days short, but my goal from the start was just to have the best rehab process that anyone had ever seen with an Achilles injury, and that was the goal from start to finish.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I will return the meeting back to Mr. Poulin.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Thanks to the players for making the time to be with us. We got through a pretty hefty list of questions. All right. Thank you, and good luck to everybody this Thursday. Thanks.
Thank
have
you.
A great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The conference is now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.